Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Life is so happy and free.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Jody Lynn. Now, we have a very special program for you today. Around the country, God knows we're certainly in a world of trouble. Now, listeners, wouldn't you agree? I have an expert who I have the pleasure of introducing. He lives in the foothills of Tennessee. He's an author, a teacher, lifelong student, and musician, Atana. And with him, he has a very special line of guests. He's going to help you overcome the state of the world today. Atana, Anna, and Saber. Now, Anna has 16 years of experience as a business advisor, and I want to see what she has for us. Anna?
Hi there. How are you, Dirty Lynn?
Wonderful. Can't wait to hear everything you have to give for me.
Thank you. And hi, is it Atana there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, everybody.
Hello, Atana. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to let this new combination unfold. And I'm so happy that we have this time and space for all of us to really talk about the in-depth and the transformational aspects that are happening right now in the world. And we have Saber with us. Anna is there. And we have Jody here, and we have all these wonderful listeners on the planet that are hearing and listening in, and who knows, maybe we have other beings listening in too.
Atana, look, I wanted to start this first discussion today, just bringing it back to really where we are right now in the world, and there seems to be a huge amount of chaos, fear, uncertainty. A lot of people who are suffering deeply from anxiety, depression, addictions. And I really wanted to just discuss that as a large perspective for where we are in the planet right now. And then also understanding why your work is so important and how it can actually help from a broad world perspective, but also how people can take part of that and utilize it in its life, in their lifetimes, to make a difference collectively, but also personally. So I'd really love to just open to that discussion today.
Yes, and that's a very important understanding and topic, because the main observation and the main experiences that I'm feeling we have at this point is we're being bombarded with so much information, right or wrong information, doesn't really matter. We have to be in a state of a constant expectation of being affected by one or the other opinion. We're literally dealing constantly with expectational programming that expects us to respond in a certain way. And often we get overwhelmed. Just look at the media, just look at the commercials, just look at the subliminals that are being embedded in the commercials that does expect us and do expect us to respond in a certain way. They either want us to buy this product, they want us to vote for this person, vote for this government, vote for, and make decisions, very important decisions. They are actually being made like in a split second, even like decisions where people get so evolved how they manipulate other people in making a decision to buy a car or something. And at the same time, we are bombarded with these constant manipulations that are trying to make us do something where it's really tough to stay in a sane place and evolve into a place of trust and support and balance. And energy work at this time and energetic protection, psychic protection, energy balance, crystal healing, all of that comes right now so handy because it helps us to stay literally sane in these intense times of transformation.
So can I just repeat that? I mean, so there's so much manipulation going on in the world, a lot of brainwashing. What you're calling us and encouraging us to do is to stay true to what's actually the case, which there is something beyond all of that. Is that correct, Atana?
Yes, and recognizing what is our state right now in this moment without that somebody tries to infuse into us a desire, because we're constantly affected with somebody wants us to feel or do a certain thing or feel a certain way. Somebody wants us to feel fear so that we give our power away. Somebody wants us to feel we need this or that aspect of, that colored car or that jeans or that clothing or whatever electronic device we have to have in order to fit in, to be part of the society collective, because constantly there is something that we feel we don't have. And it's very good for us to recognize which state are we in right now in this moment. What is our real desire, need of the heart right now in this moment? What do we really feel? Not what is being embedded, what we should feel, but where are we at right now in our lives? Are we in a state of grief? Are we in a state of rejection, of abandonment, or are we in a state of feeling great or balanced? And each state deserves to be acknowledged and also to being celebrated.
So just taking that back to more of a concrete example, like I know that there's a huge amount of fear in the world today about all this potential nuclear warfare between Korea and America. Could you explain a little bit about how we can stand in the face of all of that and still be practicing transformational practices and not being, I guess, sucked into the fear of that? What can we do and how can we approach that?
Yes. Often we really think it does is in the hands of an individual, when really collectively it's more a combination of structures. And consider it a carpet. The color in the carpet, they are not just because of just one piece of the carpet has it, but it's woven in. And the thread has multicolors, and the thread is connected to the whole rest of the carpet. Now, ultimately, we think that person could make a decision that then could create an imbalance in the universe or in the multiverse that could interfere with our harmony. It's the fear mongering, really, that gets us into a place of hopelessness, of surrendering and feeling like we don't really have control or say so about anything. And when you get into this place where ultimately it's being considered a buffer zone. Korea is considered a buffer zone since the 50s, really. And if you look at the deeper conflicts that are happening and the deeper balances that are happening planetary, even internationally with the trade, stay focused on your internal harmony. Remember that even if you think that you don't have any power, you are connected to all of existence. If you stay in peace in that moment, what you can do and what effect you can have on the whole of the existence, even on every country on this planet, is if you are miraculously, so to speak, not being pulled into that fear control program, guess what? They cannot actually succeed because you're part of the whole of existence. And how more of the people are getting into that fear programming, how more likely that scenario has to play out, because what you focus on literally happens. And how more people are being trained and funneled into a specific point of view, and how more people ultimately agreeing to it, how more likely it's going to happen. So think about it in the terms of ultimately everything is a reality and everything is an illusion, even in this reality. Mm. And if you buy into the illusion, then of course you're going into a place where you're allowing something to be made out of your energy that you might not agree to. At the same time, if you think about it as a reality and you think everything that's happening is just real, then you're also giving too much of your power away where other people can do something with your life force that you might not agree to.
That's really interesting because I mean, my own experience is that I feel, or when I speak to a lot of people, they feel that they have absolutely no control or are powerless in the face of what is happening in the world. So I guess this is where your work is so interesting because it helps people gather a sense of ownership and an ability to make a difference in the world from their own living room if they want to. And I'd love to explore a little bit, Atana, even if we could give a few examples today of how people can take that into their lives. That's what I think would be really helpful. What do you think?
I feel a very simple example for that is look at the supermarkets. Look at the products that are offered to us that are not really created and produced in the highest standards of ethical balance, of unconditional love, of even of excellence in creating the product. We have the choice, even as a consumer, to say, well, it doesn't matter, we're just still going to buy it. Or you can say, you know what, I'm not going to buy this product, and I'm going to find an alternative that's better for me. And that power as a consumer, a lot of people underestimate, because where you put your mouth and where you put your money has a big effect on the world.
Mm. Yeah, I often like to think that, spending your money, you cast a vote that has that impact throughout the chain of the world. And so really it has a massive impact. And thank you, that's a really interesting example to be more mindful of, because let's be honest, we're there nearly every day.
Yes, and as a family or as a person, as an individual, you're making a difference because you're funneling. And even with social media, you're saying, hey, look, I found this great product. This is an effective product, it's more effective than this product. And if the companies are not going with the ethical expansion and they're really not supporting humanity as it should be, then you have right here an option. And you think about how many people are we connected to? Just to your lineage, you're connected to 25 to 250 people. And then if you just post that on social media and you say, hey, I like this product a lot, and another 10,000 people will pick up on it, all of a sudden you have a whole movement.
Mm. And we won't go so much into social media today because I think we could even do a whole program just on that in itself. But do you think that, you know, it is the responsibility of the individual to start promoting things like that, Atana? Do you think that is a responsibility of somebody that wants to start creating good in the world?
I feel this is happening regardless. Just look at the millennials right now. Any good restaurant they find, any good place they find is immediately like a wildfire. It spreads and you already have like 30, 40 people all of a sudden there. Just look at what's already happening. They're doing it already. But what I'm feeling for energetically speaking, even if I'm energetically just focusing on holding the energy for my in my own auric field without being getting uncentered and just staying focused on my own well-being instead of thinking what the war in Korea is going to be. Because even if there were real wars going on already, you still have the responsibility and you still have to have that attainment to actually have peace in your heart, to actually have love in your heart, even if you would be in a war zone. So you have to train yourself anyway.
Mm. I mean, that sounds amazing, but I'm sure, is very difficult for a lot of people, to keep that peace. And I guess that's what this is about. This is about the journey of talking to you to find out how we can do that individually and collectively for the world, because goodness knows the world needs as much love and support from all of us right now, especially in this massive time of change and transformation that we're all experiencing. So just bringing it back as well to some of the things that happen in the world that are just inexplainable or very difficult to comprehend. Like, there's children over the other side of the world that are nearly starving to death and being displaced and in extreme suppression and really terrible environments. And we live here in a fairly affluent society where most people have a fairly high standard of living compared to vast majorities of places in the world. I just want to get your insight into why that is the case. You know, why does there seem to be such extremes in the world? And it doesn't really seem fair in some ways.
Yes, yes. And if you look at the planet, these systems have been in place for many, many, many thousands of years. And if you look at it, there's already these experiences have been memorized in the Earth memory field for a long, long time. And unfortunately, this is happening, and there is a sense of awareness and consciousness that's growing, especially with people that are escaping their own fight and flight survival mechanisms, and they can think more globally, and they can go and actually recognize what's happening globally speaking. But we have been so fragmented as countries, as individuals, that we have been trained from the beginning to feel separated and not connected to even what's happening around us, to even what sometimes is happening to the planet. We're being so trained not to feel, not to recognize what's happening, that, of course, you as an intact human being recognize your compassion. But then if you get to a place where you say, well, I cannot do anything about it, then you would, of course, either say you give up and you don't think about it, or you can say, you know, I can include all these beings that are suffering right now in my energy work, or in my prayers, in the overall concept of healing. And a lot of people kind of give up in this, say, well, I can't change anything anyway, so I just kind of check out and have nothing to do with it. Instead, what would it hurt if you just send a prayer to the starving people in Africa, in Syria, wherever the war zones are, even to the animals who are starving? It wouldn't cost you anything except your ego pride that says, well, I can't do anything. If I can't change anything right now physically, then I don't want to do or think about it. But actually, it's beautiful when you recognize how much in energy work, and I train people to realize how important and how powerful their energy work is. And, of course, even a prayer can be powerful and can make that change. But when you send prayers into an area, even a crisis zone, something is changing. The morphogenetic field is shifting. If you do energy work on yourself, why not including the earth? Why not including anybody who suffers? Why not including, even if we don't know who that is, anybody on the planet that is in any form experiencing an experience that's unhealthy, you know? And getting them into an experience, if they're open to it. We don't have to force it on them either. But ultimately, we live here in a duality world. This is positive and this is negative. And we have to see how strong is our heart evolved that we can actually help energetically or even physically to be in these areas. And when you create an energy support, the physical support can follow because energy is magnetic.
And so, you know, I guess that really moves from us as being helpless witnesses or victims to what's going on, to really be stepping into what you promote so much as being that empowered being, that person with immense value, of huge worthiness that can impact. So I guess that's what you're saying there. And Atana, I just would love to understand from an explanation, prayers, energy work, how does it actually work? If you were going to describe it in one of those beautiful ways you do, with an analogy like a carpet or a cake or...
Give us
one, that would be great.
If you look at energy work, is really based on intention, and a prayer is also an intention. You're connecting to, you're literally plugging in to the worldwide spiritual web, and you're making yourself be known to focus on some area, some person, and you're actually sending, you're moving energy from one place to the other with that, because you're having a request sent out literally like a focus, like a beam of light. You're basically shining a spotlight, and think about it, this whole planet is a stage, and think about it as the prayer is the spotlight that brings the awareness of the audience, of the spiritual higher selves of everybody, on a very specific part or aspect of another person. And when you shine a spotlight on some area on that stage, it becomes illuminated. And that means our attention automatically goes there. And as a collective, we are doing this. When you put your intention into an area, let's say you're praying for your spouse, or you're praying for somebody that you know is in need of a prayer, you're shining a spotlight, and the divine can actually start looking and taking care of it. Because once you're, it's like your immune system. Once your immune system sees what needs to be fixed, it's just, it doesn't ask you why did you hurt yourself. It starts fixing it.
Like when you cut your finger, it just heals.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Do we need to go to a commercial break? I feel like we've been talking for ages.
Yes.
I feel like I'm lost in a vortex with you, Atana. We're going into the vortex of fabulous discussions.
Yes.
Well, I'm so sorry. Sure. It might be my apologies. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to stop you, but Atana did tell me 15 minutes. It's been a little bit longer. So thank you very much, Atana. Been very good. Let's go to break. Thank you.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
We just want to thank you so much again for tuning in. Welcome back. We have Nirvana and Atana talking about things that could help you. Again, if you want to check out Atana's website, it's atanamethod.com. Atana, it's you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So let's open this up for also Saber, Anna, and me also about what's happening right now in the state of the world, and also what's like individually experienced and how we can support and see what other people really go through, and see what we can come up with in inspiration for that.
That sounds good. So have we got Saber there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Happy Valentine's Day for yesterday.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, and to everyone. I love you all. I wanted my first words on air to be, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I say that to everyone, even the darkness, I love you, because I want you to know that there's a different way to do this, dude, and do that. And we can all change this together.
That is great. And I love that attitude, Saber. I'm really interested to understand, you know, this theme of experiencing unprecedented, changing times in the world where people feel unnerved, ungrounded, and fearful. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, how you find, you know, do you agree with that? Is that what you're experiencing?
Well, I had a list of things I was going to talk about today in preparing material, and I wanted to talk to you all about something that happened to me right before I got on air. And
okay.
I got a call from my child's school in relationship to all the shootings in our country. And on Monday, my eldest child, will be out of school because the school is going to be running drills and going over all of their game plans in terms of safety protocol. And for me, as a parent, it made me sick to my stomach. I was almost in tears before I got on the call with you all today. And I said to myself that I am not going to let this take me down right before I go out over the airwaves to speak to everyone about loving each other, loving ourselves, and that there's a better way to do this. And so I shifted my awareness, as Zatanna was saying, to something that we have inside us. It is deep inside us. Sometimes it's right there on the surface. But that ability to know that we are loved, that we are safe, that we can do this is always there. The support is always there. And I am pulling on that right now and sending it out to everyone listening to this broadcast. Because if you have stumbled upon this broadcast, you are connected to me. You are connected to Atana. You are connected to Anna. You are connected to Jody. We are a team. And this is where we're supposed to be at, connected, going back to being together so we can get this back on the road here.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I want to thank you, ladies, with that. Thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Thank you so much. Welcome back. I have my ladies with me today, Miss Faber, mother, wife to the world, changing, helping, growing little and big men into leaders. And we just really appreciate that. We love listening to you. We love hearing your stories and how Atana has been able to help you. And you have a teacher. You have a guide. There's so many people out there who need to hear that, too. You know, just love listening to the authenticity, I think, Faber, of your voice and what's happened. And we can all, get down to being real and authentic. Nobody will ever, ever, ever get tired of listening to that. So, Miss Anna, did you have some more to speak with?
Well, I would really love to hear from Atana about this. Atana, first of all, these shootings that happen in America, we don't have that in Australia because guns are actually not allowed in Australia. So it's something that is, you know, I watch on with horror. But I'd love to talk to you a little bit, Atana, about that and what we can do, and maybe even give us an example of whether it be using some prayers or some energy work on that particular situation, because it's very traumatic for many people.
Yeah.
Wonderful, so, Anna. Great idea.
Ideally, you want to be bulletproof. So think about it this way. There is a reality that is happening at the same time that we live in this great illusion. And at the same time, all is and all is not. So think about it in terms of your unlimited self, your infinite self. When you call your infinite self in, your infinite self has infinite ways and solutions of getting you and keeping you out of harm's way. Now, that's not something you always have to think about, but you do want to have an intention of you're keeping yourself intentionally protected and safe. You know, you can say a prayer for the day, for the week. You can do energy work on that. But ultimately, work with your intuition. Intuitively know when you are in a good energy field or when you're in a bad energy field. Intuitively align yourself with flow. What is your spirit telling you? What is your higher self telling you? Being aligned at all times is your best protection. Your harmony is key. Your balance is key. It can be that you even, I don't know if you heard about this this experiment that people have done in Sarajevo in Belgrade and in different cities in Yugoslavia when there was the war. And they picked churches, picked areas where they had a lot of high casualties. And that specific area, a couple square foot in that city, and it had high casualties. And they projected their prayers into that area, and the casualty rate dramatically decreased. And once they stopped saying the prayers in this area, the casualty went back up to, I think it was 10 or 12 and hourly, and it went right back. So think about your staying in your alignment. What that forces you, how more disharmony you're experiencing here in any area, how more it forces you to create internal harmony. Don't utilize it as just going, becoming more disharmonious, and it's an animation for you becoming more out of balance. Use that, utilize that as an animation, as an inspiration for you to be more in harmony. How more there is these destructive energies out there, how more you can internally balance with the duality even. Just think about it, you creating your own harmony inside yourself, you claiming more of the space that you have inside of you. Now think about it.
Yeah.
You're an infinite being. You're unlimited. Your energy is unlimited. So that internal world, you can expand into your auric field, into your actions, into your thoughts, into your emotions. And that energy, you can expand out very gently without any force, without any pressure, into your environment. And you can make that impact in your environment where you can make that zone, that space, that is harmony, that's peace, that whoever steps into your area, that whoever steps into your house, onto your land, really feels that power of harmony. Now, whenever you are confronted with forces that are destructive, think about what these forces are designed for. These forces are designed to neutralize something. Be in a place and remember that you're an unlimited being. You're ultimately indestructible. Even when we pass, even when we die, doesn't really mean that we are gone. We can still be detected in the energy field, in the world. And nothing can really eradicate you from this planet. Nothing can really annihilate you. Oh my God. These words are like even so foreign to me. It's like, oh my God. Just don't even go there. Just stay in your harmony, stay in your balance, stay in your love. Let it all go. Let them play with guns and have fun.
I guess it's like the cockroach analogy. You know, you can try to kill them, but they'll just never die. Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I want to thank you, Atana, so much for your knowledge on that. I'm sorry to say we're going to have to take a break. I'm sure everybody's excited for us to come back and speak more. We'll take a commercial break for right now, though.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
We're back from break with our author, teacher, and lifelong student, musician Atana. Atana, you were talking and praying over the shooting and some words of knowledge that you have given to us that can help us. And I just want to turn it over to you. And if you'd like to explain more.
Yes. Well, I think we all need to have more fun. Everybody is so serious, and everybody is like in these weird frequencies where everything is way too serious. And even like in the politics, even on the world, and look at it. Look at it. Mm-hmm. We are unlimited energy beings. Ultimately, we are unlimited energy beings. We are connected to the infinite. At this moment, why are we not celebrating the infinite instead of looking at what tries to, in some way or form, to limit our expression of life, of light, of happiness? Right now, I feel we can celebrate our happiness and our infinite and our vastitude. We're just stepping a little bit more into enjoying ourselves. And I'm not just saying, let's just turn off what's happening, but still be in our happiness. You can still be in a happy, healthy, and a balanced place, regardless what's happening outside of you. Just think about these multitude of stories, you know, that people have. And even in other areas where wars happened just in the Second and the First World War, in all the wars, you know, there's a saying, and I saw this in a movie. I think it was called Black Hawk Down. It says only the dead have seen the end of war. Think about it in a way of the conflict energies that are happening. They come so fast. How fast do we have opinions? But at the same time, something that comes very natural to us is love, is joy, is taking care of each other, of activating the compassion. Because what really counts is when we step and when we have these memories of compassion. All the times when we have been upset or out of line or we were angry about something, what happens is these moments, there's a fleeting moments. They are so disharmonious, our brain doesn't even want to recognize them. And when you have these moments of compassion and you stepped up and you helped some beings that just wanted just to live, just look at the animal beings. They just want to live. Everybody just wants to live and have a decent life and just want to have the experiences here on the planet. It's beautiful when we get to this amazing area in our lives where we promote well-being and happiness. So for just one moment, I'm asking all of us, let's go into that place, into our hearts, in our hearts that's happening right now. In our hearts, in this moment, at this time, there's harmony, there's love. And like Saba said, there's love, there's unconditional love going on at any point, at any moment in our lives. Let's go in this moment into our hearts, feel the heartbeat, connect with the energy in the heart, and regardless what's happening in the mind, regardless what's happening in the rest of the world, let us, in this moment, make a conscious decision to activate our love contained in the heart, our unconditional love contained in the heart. Regardless if somebody just cut you off in traffic, regardless what somebody did or said that hurt you.
Absolutely.
And right now in this moment, let us just give us this moment to activate the unconditional love contained in our hearts, and just for this moment, allow it to completely envelop your whole system.
And one thing I'd like to say, Atana, is you know, even kids recognize it, and I can see that you have a way of getting somebody into the method of recognizing this, because we're so torn from it, you know, after birth. And things like that, you just get away from it. But a child, it can recognize it so easily. And I was driving the other day, talking about getting lost, and my son, I turned on my Siri, of course, to get me around the wonderful traffic, and he turns it on, and Siri tells me where to go, and he goes, Mom, he goes, is Siri angry at you? He's like, my Siri don't talk like that to me. And, you know, you have to take a step back and say, you know, traffic isn't so bad. And just from a kid's eyes, just take a little look. And I love what your message. And I just wanted to, you know, take a moment to confirm.
You know, my Siri is actually tuned into an Australian voice because I like Anna's voice so much. My Siri is also Australian.
Mine always gets me lost. I don't know about you guys, but every time, you know, you can't look up. Traffic's everywhere. Florida, we have the retirees and the vacationers and the people who live here. And it's just an amazing cluster of a parking lot anywhere you go. And so you're sitting there and you're looking down because you're not supposed to be looking at your phone, so that's always a stress. But you look down and Siri's telling you where to go. You're not looking up to even drive, and she'll take a slight left. Like, what's a slight left? Is it right or is it left? A slight left. What's a? it just always catches me off guard, and before you know it, you're talking to a robot, and it's a wonderful day. So I love your message. I love somebody pulling you back in to, hey, let's remember this is, you know, love, and it is hard. Some people can say, oh, this isn't very hard, and, you know, that's not the answer. Try it. Try it one day to, you know, tell your neighbors yes. You love them after they tell you how they feel about your house. It's a wonderful practice, and I love your method.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'd love just to finish off. I just want to really acknowledge and thank Saber for actually bringing up her story about the shootings. And Atana, something that you could speak to her personally about, because obviously this has really affected her, and I just want to acknowledge that. I'd love to see you do something with her quickly, just to help shift that for her. I mean, she's already done a lot herself, but just so other people can see how that works.
All right. Well, Saber is a very powerful being. She has a very strong sensitivity, what's really a powerful tool for healers to recognize where healing is required. It's a good indicator where healing is required. And I'm grateful that she brought this up also as the experience. And obviously she made already her choices. And said, you know what, I don't want to be part of this party. I'd rather go to the other party. I don't want to go to the potty party. I want to make my own party. And so when you make already that decision, you know, I think it's a good choice. At the same time, she has, you know, she has knowledge about energy work. And Saber, you also know how powerful your children are. You are consciously raising them. Right, and you do give them like tools and systems, and you know that they are intuitively more in an alignment, and that's why you want them to be more around people who are intuitively more aligned. Is that right?
Yes, and I can wholeheartedly say that my children teach me more than I teach them. I have this idea that when they were born, that I would show them and teach them, and that's pretty much a wash. They're doing it. They're so intelligent, so worldly, that they know in their heart. It's just a everyday thought that this is the way it's supposed to be, loving each other, supporting each other, helping each other, this positive energy. And it goes beyond positivity. It's a heartfelt respect and kindness of all things. That I have learned from watching them pick up worms when it rains so they don't want the car to go over them, or a moth that is stuck in the house, you know, getting it outside before it gets burned by the light. These children are so sensitive, and I am honored to be a mother, but also a caretaker of children all over the world and their parents. Because the one thing that Jesus has taught me is that to look at every person, whether they're 80 or 8, and see the child within. And it breaks down the barriers so fast. We were talking about being in the car and, you know, flicking somebody off and getting angry. And it's like, that person might have saved your life by going too slow today. And you need to see them as a child. Yes, and see them as a child because they're going through a similar life experience as you are. You were both destined at that moment to be together. Out of all the people in the world, you two are together at that moment, and that is not to be taken lightly.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I will
thank you
with that. Every time I want to say that or do that, my child reminds me, as we're all mothers here, that, you know, what are you doing, mommy? You know, you're not going to understand until you drive. But on
beautiful.
That note, we do need to take another commercial break, and we'll return shortly.
La 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Zach, I thank you so much again for listening in. We have a little bit of deep material today, talking about the shooting and schools, children, things that are important to us. And one thing I would like to say is, as a mother, it is very hard to make these decisions, and you have so many options, homeschooling or, you know, public school, private school, and as a mother, you don't know what to do. And now you see the shooting, and I have a panel of guests here who can absolutely enlighten us on some of the behaviors that we can practice while facing these decisions. I'm going to turn it over to Natana and Atana and just see what they have to say about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and Anna, thank you for bringing in Saber again about the frequency of being annoyed or even affected, you know, by the decision made by the system. And I love the idea, Saber, where you say just see in everyone the child, and remember, we're all children of the divine. We're all children. We're all God's children in one way or the other. And instead of going with animosity, go with wonder and excitement, because we're all children. We all have to teach each other something. The question is, what did we came together for? And I believe that each person is a gift to each other. And the question is, we have to find out what is the gift. Otherwise, we were being brought back together and back together to this one point where we actually make a connection. We're all spark of the divine. And whenever we make that connection, something beautiful happens. We're actually connecting to the divine, and we're connecting from heart to heart. And that's our responsibility, really, to create that healthy expression, regardless what walls we're facing. Because when you get, I love this word, when people here address somebody that comes with open arms in the South here in the States, somebody says, he never met a stranger, you know. Just that saying, he never met a stranger. And wherever that person goes, it's like everybody is just part of the divine. And it doesn't matter where this person is coming from. We are all open. We are all open. And that person, for example, that's being said about, he never met a stranger or she never met a stranger. It's beautiful because you're approaching life as from friend to friend, from child to child. And when you come from that place, you're also opening up your inner child that then meets the other person's inner child. And then we really see that we all either had experiences that are very similar, or that we had experiences that in some way or form really enlighten us. And whenever you come to a person or you ever meet a person, first of all, know that you're meeting a being. You're meeting a human being. You're meeting a being that has actually experienced life in its own ways and forms. And when you see that person as a child, and you actually see what is that child love that you also love, then you can really find moments and experiences that you can share that you both can grow from, instead of like, what is my way of protection from this experience, you know? And it's beautiful when you get into that openness. Thank you so much, Saber, for bringing that up also to the awareness, and Anna activating that.
Oh, it's Anna. You're making me verklempt. It's so cute. I love it. You're making me verklempt. So beautiful. Just like you, Atana.
Just all of you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have you all on the show.
You know the old saying, see them in their underwear. I'll take Atana's word of advice of seeing them as a child over seeing them in their underwear. I do not know who came up with that, but it has never been of good advice to me. I've seen someone in their underwear makes you cry laugh, and it makes you look like you're insane. And this is the best advice you get growing up, right? So thank you. Yes, it's not better advice, Atana.
Well, thank you so much,
everybody.
Thank
you so much for tuning in. Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Atana, do you have any last words to say before I close this out?
Yes. My last words are, open your heart, stay in your heart, open yourself up so your inner child can come out today. And whatever it is that your inner child wants to do today, why don't you give it some space and some time to express itself or herself? And another intention is connect with that unconditional love. Just bring that love inside your life. Bring that love inside all of your actions, experiences, and thoughts. And I love this show. I love that I have all of you with me on air. I love that that all of you hearing us and feeling us, more than anything, this is an energy. This is an energy awareness radio show that we are doing here. We talk healing. We are healing. We're doing energy healing. And at the same time that you're just participating here, something mysteriously is happening to your energy system. So stay open, stay tuned, and tune back in when we come on air, because this is magnificent.
Mm. Oh, yes. We want to thank our audience so much, and thank Anna and thank Saber. We want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Healing. Come join us to talk. And next week, we're going to cover the state of the world again, and just join in. We have so many interesting conversations here. I want to thank you so much, Atana. Thank you so much, Anna. And thank you so much, Saber, our very own. You guys have a good day. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Oh, my eyes.